What'd you say? What?
Where's your shit, dude?
Where's
your stuff?
Where's your microphone?
He's lost his microphone and his heads. Headphones.
Where's my shit then?
You've lost Stavros' stuff. You've lost.
Stop. Now I can't hear Nick.
Yeah, maybe.
Nick or Adam, you just fucked something up, dude. You're a fucked up guy, dude. You're trying to fucking ruin the podcast.
There you go. I'm one. Okay.
I'm three.
Check.
Where's my cans?
Here you go.
Can you turn off this DVD menu of diagnosis no. murder, please?
No, it sounds awesome.
They just keep playing the same song.
Yeah, I don't know if it's picking up. Don't pull this. It needs to be closer to me than you.
You, Adam, you're starting the podcast with a bad attitude.
You're starting the podcast with a bad attitude.
Well, because you guys are calling me fat.
Unplug your headphones.
Not yet, but that's the whole point.
And then we're going to do this, and then you can plug your stupid headphones right in.
Yeah, you're not fat yet, but you will get fat. Okay, man. We get it.
What?
You know what? Yeah, we should turn it off.
Well, it's not going to pick up in the background.
Because Adam's
don't want to keep listening to the DVD menu.
Why? Is it distracting?
Of diagnosis murder.
You can't
do like your jazz,
job?
Bro.
It's relaxing.
It's the same song.
Is it?
Yeah, for 30s.
Is it the same song?
Stop playing it on the podcast.
Stop. The fans don't want to hear this, dude.
We're going to get DMCA'd.
They want to hear about our lives. Yeah. They want to hear about the rich tapestry of our dating lives.
We need to do the Tinder update.
They want to hear about,
dating in New York City.
hear about how a couple of girls in the city. Can you believe it's coming up? We're coming up on 5 years of this show.
No.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, dude. 5 years in May.
Are you serious?
We were just kids. Now we're all grown up.
No, it's not
families.
Five. There's no way it's 5 years.
4 years.
5 years, dude.
5 years, right, because it was before the election.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. That's fucked up,
that's
dude.
Sad.
Shit. Well, we got to end it.
Yeah. It's weird to even think about being 27.
Wow.
We were
just young
my
boys.
My dick was so big. Back then?
Yeah. Mine was small, but it's big now.
It's small now.
Well, mine was small, but it's huge
so
now.
So if you hear such a thing, mm-hmm. know that that's more of a recent update. But back in the day.
Back then, dude.
I'm telling you.
I was having sex with women back then.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
I'm having sex with
Now they're having
hot
sex with you.
Chicks.
Yeah.
Now they're having sex with me.
They're fucking absolutely poning your whole... Mm-hmm. You're getting your whole pony. Get those chips out of my fucking face, Adam, you fucking snake.
To think back
you treacherous fucking snake.
I was just a guy on the Lower East Side playing accordion, selling fruit on my cart to
with your monkey?
Other Italian immigrants to my monkey. Those were the first couple of Chinamen showed up.
Yep.
And they started the Boxer Rebellion, whatever that is. That was when that was going on.
When the Chinese were trying to cut into
back.
The Italian fruit market. Mm-hmm.
Back in the old Lower East Side where people would hang their laundry across the streets.
Yep. Yeah. Everybody was getting pussy from bitches that looked like Strega Nona.
Yeah. Women yelling out of the windows. What, the diagnosis murder thing?
Yeah.
Suck on my penis, I'm gay.
Suck on my fucking little dick. Diagnosis murder is a very good ass show.
I do miss the New York that was the
Shut
New
the
York
fuck
when we moved
up.
Here.
Up.
What?
Shut God. The fuck up.
Doing it as a joke
up.
and then this on the serious note bullshit.
What? We've been here for 5 years, 6 years.
Yeah, Times Square used to be all porn.
The only thing that's changed in 5 years is you pretending you like Avatar starting today.
That's true.
I saw Avatar yesterday for the first time.
Yeah. Interesting. Curious.
It's what America does to people all over the world.
Very curious.
We rape them for their resources. Mm-hmm. And we dress up in their
There should
clothes.
Be a show like Diagnosis Murder, but Dick Van Dyke is like, he's in his office and Scott Baio comes in. He's like, Yeah, Doc, Adam's got a new opinion. We got to figure out where it came from.
Where did it come from, Doc?
Where did this opinion come from?
Well, I could just open up Twitter and probably find out in 14 seconds.
I don't look at Twitter
anymore.
Let's
go ahead and look at some of the other things Adam's
doing.
Really
I just do my tweets. I just do my tweets. I don't look at it in solidarity with our former president, Mr. Donald Trump.
You don't check it?
I get my stuff out there.
You tweet from
a...
You know what
I
used
look.
To do? Bro, I used to text. I used to text my tweets.
My friend Jonah used to do that,
too.
Yeah,
because I didn't have a smartphone. I used to literally text my tweets and check them at my work computer.
I would use a desktop.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I have to dial in from a terminal.
That was the way to fucking do it, man.
It's just one of those like old-timey mainframes with the drum memory. It spins back and forth.
I don't even remember those.
Like,
that sounds awesome. Yeah. I want one of those.
Yeah, like RAM used to just be two like drum discs.
Like actual, it actually
yeah, it would just spin back and forth to access. So.
That's pretty fucking tight.
Yeah, old computer rooms used to be slick looking.
Yep, the big giant ones that were like. Now it's like what's in a fucking like Tamagotchi is the same computing power as that entire room.
Yeah.
But really, the most despicable thing you did, Adam.
Let's
today.
Hear it.
Suck-dickable.
This is the most suck-dickable thing you did.
Let's hear it. I'm sure it'll be a real fair appraisal of my
your
behavior.
Your good friend is trying to better his life, okay? And you know it's my off day where I don't... My first two meals, and we're recording this fairly early.
Yeah.
I have to, as soon as we wrap here, I have to go home to eat a rich meal with 35 grams of carbohydrates.
That's nothing, too.
35
grams of carbohydrates
protein
is fucking nothing.
And 2 cups of vegetables. But today, right now, all I have to sustain myself was a salad that I made with chicken breast and cabbage, and I had a Greek yogurt. So what do? You have usually you don't even eat. You have two meals
I
in front
two
of
lunches.
Me. Two lunches. One before you recorded the premium that has already happened. Mm-hmm. And now, right. And then you get a fucking, and then you're like, you know what? I'm hungry. And then not only do you get yourself a fucking sandwich, you come back with a big bag of chips for the whole team. A whole fucking bag of chips.
Listen.
And I have to sit here and watch you fucking snack.
I just read a book called Fat Like Me, and it was about how it made me realize I want to live a day in your shoes.
You don't have the gumption.
And if
to
you're
going to
be the hot guy on the show, I can't be the hot guy.
You
anymore.
Don't. First of all, you've
I
never
can't
been
be
hot.
The biggest piece of ass on the
you've
show.
You've never been hot, and you could never.
I'm the guy. I'm the guy whose dick used to be big back in the day.
Yeah, no, that's now true. That is who you are.
Now I'm the guy with the small.
I can't be the sex symbol of the squad anymore. If you're going to lose your weight,
Adam, you could never in your life be fat. You don't have the fucking personality. You know how much people would hate you if you were fat. You barely get by on being Jewish in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. If you were fat and this annoying,
it would be a Harvey Weinstein situation immediately. Immediately, it would be some Harvey Weinstein.
I don't have the power to wield over impressionable
actresses. In hindsight, women would see a picture of you and then in their memory incept themselves that they got raped when they had consensual sex with you.
Just
from what you look like now.
I would
now.
Just look like a fat lesbian woman.
You'd look horrible.
Yeah, yeah,
you'd
look
like Nanette.
I would look like Manette.
Mm-hmm.
So don't even joke about that.
I can't wait for her next special.
Oh, it's so easy to be a fat guy. You walk into a room, you say, "Where's the party, everybody?"
No,
I'm the fun-loving fat guy.
Everyone thinks that. Most people hate fat people.
Everyone sees you. They're like, "Hey, fatty." They put a lei on you like you're in Hawaii.
Here's what it's like. Being fat is like it's a giant ramp, right?
Yeah.
Most people struggle to climb it. They get too tired. They're too fat, and they fall asleep, and they roll back down to being a loser. But if you have enough sauce, if you're swagged out enough, you use that hill as a ramp to fly into the sky.
Yeah.
And that's what I do. But it takes a lot of fucking
it's like
effort.
The myth
and you
of
don't
Sisyphus,
have it.
But
the,
instead of a mountain, it's a buffet.
You just sure. keep eating, brother. Yeah. But for a little bit, you're at the top.
Yeah.
And you're eating sugar buns after you had plates and plates of wings
but
and
Sisyphus
general
Sisyphus never actually gets that boulders at the top.
In this one, he does.
In this one.
In this version, he does.
They should offer, you know what would be a cool, like a Chinese buffet, and you get a little earpiece, and there's judges that do like color commentary on what you're eating and doing.
I would love that. I would love to compete.
And he's going back
and then
for the char siu.
in my, I would love to compete, and then in my retirement, I would love to be like the Charles Barkley of that.
Yeah.
And just and then become the commentator.
And then just become like a hater.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. These boys don't even
You can't be in this game if you have respect for yourself. You got to be going 120%, 150% of the time.
You got to be blowing past your blood pressure.
About how soft everyone's gotten, or not soft enough, perhaps.
My eyes used to bulge out of my head. I had, my blood pressure was so high. And these boys are over here taking fucking Xantax.
Xantax 75.
They're juicing.
That is cool.
It's a number of guys.
They're taking dumps. You're right. That's today. Yeah. Not in his life.
Not today. I've been with you guys all day watching Diagnosis.
We met
murder.
At 11. So you had a lot of time
I
from
told
midnight.
I had a call this morning.
Yeah, with guys to fuck them.
Not 75 of them. That's for damn sure. Just one.
One of them was, the call was with one guy who was critiquing how much sex you were having.
It was a business call.
While 75 guys fucked your ass.
I took a business call.
He was like, all right, that one was good. That one wasn't so good.
Yeah, those chips were disgusting.
They were very bad. Okay, good. Let's give a review.
Good. I'm glad. You bring
the Kettle brand potato chip Korean barbecue flavored. Not good.
Good. And that's what you
that
deserve
is getting
for
two
your
thumbs
fucking
down.
Treachery. For your treachery.
All I'm saying is you weren't missing much, dude.
Yeah, but I smelled it. You know how hard I took? What a long look.
Damn.
I
five took servings at 140 calories. That's like 700. What is it?
I had to sit here and I had to meditate until those were done.
Yeah. I'm sorry to do that to you.
I
slipped.
You're not sorry.
No, I slipped. I shouldn't have done
it. And you know what? Maybe you should get fat for the show.
I'll get fat for the
you
show.
Should get fat
I mean,
for
I always
the show.
Thought it was an audio product. We don't actually have to
but it's about the,
lean into
it's,
the...
But it's about the energies.
Yeah,
and
true.
You're not a good enough actor.
I would get even more sluggish. Or maybe I'd be faster because I wouldn't be as like anemic and hungry.
We'll never know until you put on at least 50 pounds.
I feel like I had two
How
lunches
How much do you
today.
Weigh?
Me? 140.
That's so fucking funny. I weigh literally... I just stopped weighing double you.
Mr. Rogers' weight.
Was it?
Yeah, remember that part? He loved weighing 143 pounds because when you line that up with the alphabet, it's I-L-Y. No, I-L.
I love you?
I love you, yeah.
Is what? That real?
No.
How did you even come up with that?
No, it was in the documentary. I'm just misremembering what it was.
Dude, yeah, 143 pounds is the weight of women you fuck, not the weight you are. That's pathetic.
I don't... I could never... 143-pound woman.
Mr. Rogers weighed 143
give
pounds.
Give me those fat titties and a nice fat thigh.
And the constant pattern accounted for another constant in his life, his weight. For 30 years, Rogers weighed exactly 143 pounds.
Uh-oh, pro-ana much?
In fact, he checked his own weight daily.
This man had an eating disorder.
He had a problem. Mm-hmm. I don't check it daily, but I am around that weight. And I have been probably
every day. Mr. Rogers refuses to do anything that would make his weight change. He neither drinks nor smokes nor eats flesh of any kind.
What?
What? Who's eating flesh of any kind?
Meat.
Yeah, you eat the inside.
Flesh is
flesh.
Skin.
No, flesh is fucking meat, bro.
Okay, well, who would know better?
I would. Thank you.
Me or you?
I would.
Me.
Yeah. I know what flesh is.
The answer is me.
It's definitely not.
And the answer was me.
If they said. He sucks on the flesh of a man's penis. You would know that part. Yeah.
Imagine if
but eating
Stavros
flesh,
was straight and had sex with
okay,
women.
It's done. No imagination.
In a place
straight.
Called
Don't
the
have
Twilight
to change
Zone.
Anything, everyone listening. Just keep imagining the way you were already doing because that's what it is.
And you're imagining the Twilight Zone.
You're not imagining. You're just going about life as you were before Nick asked that question as Rod Sterling.
In a honestly, crazy world.
In a regular world that we currently
that's
exist
different.
In. That has no change
it's a
whatsoever.
Hypothetical world.
It is not hypothetical.
You change
it is based
something.
In the reality that we are currently experiencing.
And it's the Twilight Zone.
And it is the fucking normal town.
And it's
town.
A small town.
It's a regular. It's just what. If you're in a small town, it is a small town.
And they,
if you happen to be in New York City or Los
strange
Angeles,
strange occurrences.
It's a big city.
The clouds
regular occurrences
turn purple.
Clouds are white.
And Stavros is having Stavros. Sex with girls.
That's true. That
in the Twilight
Zone.
In the Twilight Zone. Case closed.
In the regular zone. It is not the Twilight Zone. Mm-hmm. Nick is gay.
That is the song.
Thank you. Anyway,
maybe that's the song in the
but
Twilight
I'll
Zone.
But I'll get fat for the show.
That's not the song from the Twilight Zone. It's the song in the Twilight
it's
Zone.
It's the song from the Twilight Zone, the show that we're all aware of
no.
because it's a piece of media
we
from like the 50s or wherever the fuck.
And they
that
were so prescient that they knew about a fake world where Stavros is straight.
World.
It's a fake.
It's the current world.
It's a Twilight opposite zone world.
And by the way, the Twilight Zone isn't always opposite necessarily. Having said that, I'm not in the I'm straight.
Don't press down.
In the regular world. And I don't exactly... In the Twilight Zone, I don't know what sexual I am. I could be straight. I could whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, if it was the Twilight Zone, I would not get a lot of pussy.
But in No.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Sorry. It said, I love you. I has one letter. Love has four letters. And you has three letters.
That's weird, bro. Mm.
That's disgusting.
I don't like that. That's the first negative fact about him that I've ever learned.
People have tried to be like, fuck that guy.
It's actually because it stands for I fuck kid.
Kid? Dude,
that's
the signs
like
were
the
all there.
143 ways.
How do you feel about, by the way, Adam, to keep you on the hot seat today?
Yeah.
How do you feel about
Farrell
versus
the hot box,
Allen?
Actually, because I'm sitting on the box again today.
You're relegated to the box.
You guys are on the couch and back on the box.
In a world where Adam doesn't sit on the box.
Okay, this is
Star versus Strange.
No.
And he already said
the
okay.
First part
and he already
is
said
fine.
Okay.
The first part can't happen in the Twilight Zone.
And let's go to the box. Did he say okay?
Who cares what the box says?
And we're going to the box. Uh-huh.
The box doesn't matter.
It's do or die moment.
The box is in the Twilight Zone.
The box now has a chance to confirm.
No, don't fall. The box, don't fall for
it. It's up to the box.
Here's what the problem. Nick is in a perfect position. Because if the box says something he doesn't agree with, he'll just say it's in the Twilight Zone.
Right.
But if the box says something he agrees with, he'll say, good, that's awesome.
I'm
and
confused, honestly.
Yeah, your mind is too frail for these high-level games that me and Nick are engaged in.
You guys
right
are playing some
like
wicked games.
We're playing wicked games.
We're like Q. We're
pussy
on a different level of logic.
You know what I heard? I heard that guy was gay.
Who?
What?
John DeLancey?
What's his name?
Chris Cross?
Chris Cross. What's his name? The Wicked Games guy.
Chris Isaacs.
Yeah. Very handsome man.
Where'd you hear that? From him while he was fucking your ass?
No, from someone.
Dude, that would
know,
be honestly awesome if you fucked Chris Isaac.
If I fucked Chris Isaac, I would be bragging about that on the show right now.
Adam said this is a very handsome man.
Is he?
No, dude.
He doesn't look good
as fuck.
I thought he's on the beach with that chick. He looks good, no? Dude. She looks good.
No, you're gay.
Let me see.
You're gay and you have bad taste as a gay man?
No, if I was gay, I'd have great taste.
No.
Yes, I would.
No chance.
What a wicked dick to son.
What does he look like?
He's ugly, dude. Yeah.
Is he?
And like, you are as well.
Give me a phone. I got to look.
That's
at
the
him
other
now
thing. If you were fat, you don't understand how much uglier you would be.
Chris, I suck.
Chris Isaac.
And I'm gay. Fuck my name is
Adam. I want to get fucked in my ass. He wrote that song in jail, actually.
Whoa.
What a wicked game to play. Trading me for cigarettes.
Oh, I guess he wasn't that good looking.
Not at all, brother.
Mm-hmm. Wow. No, when he was young, he looked good.
Let me see. Show me a picture.
He looked good right there. Maybe he's holding the electric guitar. Maybe that's what's
yeah,
up.
That is the kind of shit that attracts
going
you.
What a bitch ass game to play. Acting a bitch.
Why is your, Adam, let me ask you a serious psychological question.
Yeah.
Why is your reflex to call a man handsome?
Because I want to build up my
that's
brothers.
Awesome. That's good to know. Then I was. That's. What
I'm
I was
so sick.
For.
Honestly, I'm so sick of us tearing down our own people.
I agree. Men.
Man on man crime is running rampant.
I fucking
in
agree
our community.
I actually agree with you on that one. And it's time for positivity.
It's time for us to do crimes.
And you know
against
what, Adam? And you know what, Adam? You would. You could maybe pull off being fat. How about
thank
that?
Thank you. Dang, I appreciate how the compliment. That? Yeah, if you bring up any guy, Newman from Seinfeld, he's a pretty good looking guy. Because he's a fellow kid.
He's a fellow.
Yeah. Adam's
Van Dyke
looking for a new
Dick
man
Van Dyke
to
yep sign his penis. Yeah.
Wow, that was a crucial.
To sign his
to
ass
sign
filled with cum.
Yeah, that was crucial.
He wants him to Kramer his ass.
Kramer's cock.
Dick.
Yeah.
Kramer's cock.
Yeah.
Kramer.
He wants to lay down on the bed.
And suck his penis.
Yeah.
Yeah. He turns into putty in a man's hands.
Yeah, he's looking for an oval teen male, a fat boy to have sex with.
He tried to go into the straight guy stores, but they're like, we have to ban you from this place. Because you're gay.
That's okay. That's pretty creative.
You can't come to the straight guy store. You're banned. We have to ban you from it.
Who else was on Seinfeld?
Jerry Seinfeld.
Uncle Lee. We already said sign your ass and felled it with cum. Were you not even listening?
No, I missed the. That was at the beginning.
That was the very first one.
Why would a homosexual sign someone's ass?
His handiwork.
If I met a famous gay person, I'd ask him to sign my ass.
John Waters.
If I met Clay Aiken, I'd be like, "Will you sign my ass?"
I can't tell you how many nights I was out in Baltimore at the bars, at Club Charles, and there was a fucking line out the door of guys trying to get your ass signed by John Waters.
I would do it. Me too.
No joke. I would love to have my ass signed by John Waters. I might get it as a tattoo over his signature.
Just the cheek, right?
On the cheek. With the hole? Not around the hole.
With a heart.
I would love to
do the O and John.
It's my asshole.
It's one of those special signatures that incorporates graphic design elements.
Wow. That guy is a genius, you know?
He is, man.
How'd he come up with that O asshole thing?
By being gay.
Yeah, I guess by being gay.
Fuck. What else? Did I have anything else to bring up to the group? Mm. Oh, I watched Hard to Kill, 90 Seagal. Mm.
Yeah, it's great.
Incredible film.
Yeah. Hard to Kill and Out for Justice.
So he was trying to fight still.
He was in a great shape.
He was in good shape.
And he had a full head of hair.
Mm-hmm. He didn't, though. He had plugs.
Well, whatever. Visually, it was
hard
fine.
To Kill is the first one, right?
I believe it's the first one.
So. Then Out for Justice is the second. It's been a while since I've gone through this.
He's just kicking people's ass,
dude. He's in a coma, and the nurse in the coma like looks at his cock, and she's like, "I hope you wake up someday,
so I can."
So literally, that's the. And then she fucks it, and then he cures himself from. He cures himself from being in a coma by, like, lifting weights 3 times and doing karate. It's awesome, dude. I haven't finished it. I'm going home.
Above the Law is the first one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's it. Yeah, because if you watch Above the Law, his hair is fucked up. And then in Hard to Kill, it's fixed.
Oh, yeah. Hard to Kill, he's got a beautiful head of hair.
Yeah.
And the lady in Hard to Kill could absolutely get my Pricadelle, like you wouldn't believe. She's like, I don't know if she's actually British or she's playing British, but she's a redhead. She's British. I would absolutely fuck a girl that kind of checks those boxes.
Yeah, me too. Cool. But not because you said it.
Yeah, because you're copying.
I'm not copying.
You're absolutely copying. Yeah. Honestly, we mentioned her. We will mention her in the future, but I had a biology teacher who had red hair, and that's a big reason I want to fuck girls with red hair now. Hmm. Due to the fact that I jacked off to her quite a bit.
I like red hair now.
Copier.
No, I just am a recent convert.
Copier.
It's just where life.
Oh yeah.
It's just where life took.
You know what? I'm gonna drop it. But you've copied a lot of stuff from me, dude.
I didn't.
We've already been through one of the main things you copied.
Start that. Yeah.
Of course. Trained to survive in Vietnam.
Oh, I'm about to watch this when I get home.
Nico has a 6th-degree black belt in Aikido.
Oh yeah.
Nice.
And family in the mafia.
That's Nico's awesome.
A cop with a bad attitude.
Hell yeah.
Do you know why I love you? You don't live the way other people live.
You're officially suspended, this guy.
Feds come in, the door's closed, nobody hears, smells, or sees anything.
One man.
You just made number 4 on the most wanted list.
Wow, dude.
One obsession.
I want to be getting pussy.
One rule.
You guys think you're above the law.
All those fucking great, like, old Don LaFontaine fucking trailers.
Yeah. When does he start talking like a black person?
Glimmer Man.
Is that where it is?
I think so.
Yeah, because right now he's back. Right now you can tell his influences are from the Orient.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In Hard to Kill, what's the guy's name that he plays?
Jackie Chan.
No. It's an awesome name, though. It's not Matrix. Matrix is...
Which movie are you asking his name?
Hard to Kill, the one I watched it.
What's his character's name?
Yeah.
Gino.
No.
Gino Gerlanti.
It's an awesome name, but I forgot.
Jalupa Gennardo.
Jalupa Gennardo. That's it.
I mean, honestly, nothing's better than the Seagal TV show.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah.
But you know what? That was awesome for another reason, but mm-hmm. I actually had never seen the early ones. So for me, it was
Mason Storm.
Mason Storm, incredible.
Yeah. The first three are kind of tight.
They're awesome. Yeah. They're really good.
Oh, the chick is Kelly LeBrock from Weird Science.
Oh, is that her?
Yeah.
Dude, I could tell. Dude.
Out for Justice
My dick could tell.
And Wrongfully Accused.
Is a fucking R-rated movie, dude. They need to make some back to making hard R movies.
I want to, dude. I want to make one just like that.
Oh, hard R.
No, I mean it. Because a lot of R-rated...
Mortal Kombat, have you seen it?
All R-rated movies now are like the soft A version of, movies used to be.
We need old school.
I literally agree with you. And Mortal Kombat looks like a hard R action movie.
Yeah.
Just like ripping people's guts out.
Just like fascist cop movies.
Yes, exactly.
Especially in this political climate. Can you imagine a movie about a cop that just fucking kills some black
guy? Cobra,
eye?
You remake Cobra?
Here's what
you
do.
Have you seen Dragged Across Concrete?
What?
Go ahead. Talk about Dragged Across Concrete.
That's exactly what you described.
No, I didn't even get to describe it because I said, here's what you're going to do 6 times.
All right.
And then you said,
"Say here."
I don't know where my chips went.
I didn't
Where's
say
my it. Boyfriend?
I think I left my.
You didn't say it, but your eyes said, yeah.
Where's
my
purse? I think I left my chips in my purse.
You could. Your eyes were lost. You were scared. Mm-hmm. Your fucking glance said, "Where's my boyfriend? I need him."
So a cop that's shot to death an unarmed black teenager and he's been put on suspension because there's a bunch of protests.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's only one crime that he can solve by going outside of the law,
mm-hmm.
and then he has to do it behind the scenes because the rest of the police department. So he's like secretly feeding information and beating people up, while like the media smears this guy.
Well, I'm sorry.
So wait,
I'm sorry for interrupting that idea because I think it's a good idea.
It would be a good idea. And then the message of the movie—it's not even like a redemption story. It's just then he ends up getting away with no one finds out.
Yeah.
The case just sort of dries up.
Yeah, I'm going to write an action movie like that, dude.
Mm-hmm. In Dragged Across Concrete.
It's going to be...
It's called Fuck the Law.
That's pretty good.
It's called Fuck Justice.
My guy is going to be named Fuckio Pussy Getty.
Mm-hmm.
And he's an Italian hitman for the CIA.
Frank Binge.
And I'm literally writing that movie.
Frank Binge Dibs. Was addicted to cocaine from the evidence room.
Oh my fucking god, this is good shit.
Yeah.
But one day, his penis shrank.
Put your hands up, you fucking faggot. He's reaching for something. The kid was 13 years old, Eric. He was 7 years old.
But his dick was huge. I could see it through his pants.
I could see his dick through his pants. I thought it was a gun.
It was a guy's dick.
I've been doing this job 20 years. I don't give a shit what the fucking law is. Fuck the law. Fuck the law.
Fuck the law.
Starring Stephen Dorff as Eric Fuck. As Fuck Dick. As Detective Fuck Dick. Hard R. Rated hard R for multiple uses.
For saying the N-word.
The N-word gets used a bunch.
Only by white people.
And only white people say it. by trying to relate to the black characters.
But the they're using the hard R.
Saying, you know what they think of you? They think of you as nothing more than a boob. Not me, though.
I'm not going to say it.
I'm the one that's different because I understand the gruff reality of the streets.
I'm Irish.
I'm...
As an Irish guy, I can relate to what
because
you're
Because he's
through.
Irish. Hey, Jizzasani, I heard your wife shot herself in the head with your gun. It's none of your business, pal.
Shut the fuck up, faggot.
And his wife killed herself, so now he has to get pussy while solving crimes. Half of the pussies he gets are questionable.
He's basically raping.
This is rape.
No one would believe you.
She doesn't say yes. She just stops saying no.
It's almost certainly rape. 85% of the time.
The quintessential meeting at like in a bunch of cargo boxes in a seaport area. You got the stuff? Do I get the stuff? You got a fucking attitude. That's what you brought. Yeah, I miss those movies.
Yeah, dude. I'm about to
watch like the suspenseful like xylophone music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The montages. Yeah. There's always a good ass montage.
Yeah. Nothing says like slick crook like a big old town car limo. Mm.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know?
Oh yeah. Oh fuck. Yeah, dude. I'm gonna quit comedy and just try and produce those I'll take it back, two of those movies a year.
Yeah, dude, we'll just bring back canon films.
Yeah, dude, we should. Mm-hmm. We should, man.
His wife was killed by ninjas, but he was cheating
on
her the whole
gay,
time.
And they were gay, by the way, also.
They were gay ninjas.
But he was getting pussy on the side. Mm-hmm.
Do we have any,
what?
Do we like any products?
Yeah,
or anything?
Oh, shit. Yes, we do. We like Mack Weldon underwear. How the fuck has it been 30 minutes?
Mack Weldon
underwear.
We're rolling, baby.
Yeah.
That's good news.
Yep.
All right,
we're having fun, that's why.
Make a note of this because...
31 minutes.
Yeah, I guarantee you, I got to edit it. I'll scrub
thing.
Through it. And I'll forget, and I'll be like, we didn't do the read. Mack Weldon is the premier underwear company for gentlemen who like to
have underwear on their cocks.
If you like sex, you'll love
MackWeldon.com.
You'll love Mack Weldon.
And John Binge, you know what kind of underwear he wears while he's raping? Mack Weldon.
Don't lie to me, pal. I got a pair of underwear on with a swastika right on the front.
Don't lie to me. I got antimicrobial underwear on from Mack Weldon, the silver line.
The Mack Weldon mission is simple. Make sure your basics and beyond are smartly designed, and shopping for them is easy and convenient. Just fucking going out. Steven Seagal meeting a guy in a Lincoln Town car, and he's got a suitcase full of underwear in it.
Yeah.
And he's like, what the fuck is this bullshit? This isn't Mack Weldon. He's like, sorry, I did the best that I could.
I did the best I could.
And then he kills him.
The best you could is Ugats.
And then he kills him sexually. Bring me the right kind of underwear next time.
Bring me the
you fucking
use.
Bitch. You piece of shit.
And next time, don't make it just underwear, because Mack Weldon's got a full line of stuff.
They got a full line of premium
cool sweatpants,
sexual fabrics.
Beautiful next. Fabrics of all kinds. Leggings that I wear.
The Mack Weldon.
When it's cold outside.
But it's not leggings for fags. It's leggings for cold.
That's true. That's true. Or athletes.
Yeah, athletes.
Those are your options.
Yeah, if you're good at sports, you can wear leggings these days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I fucking honestly, I'm a newly converted guy to Mack Weldon. I've been lying about wearing them for years. But
I can't believe you would.
But
do
6 months ago, I bought a big shipment just to check if this shit was actually good, and it's even better than I even had hoped for.
It's
and since I've gotten a nice amount of pussy in Mack Weldon's, by the way, so that's another feather for their cap.
It's a premium men's essentials brand that believes in smart designs and high quality fabrics.
Mm-hmm.
Mack Weldon offers a one-stop shop for men's basics, socks, shirts, hoodies, underwear, polos, and active shorts.
Yep.
Whatever you need, Mack Bolton has you covered.
They got that shit.
Unlike the assortment of department store brands that make up your top drawer, all of Mack Bolton... I like to keep my underwear in the bottom drawer, actually.
Yeah, really. Me too.
And
I'm a top drawer
guy. I start at the bottom, and then you put the underwear on, and as you rise to the day, you become more dressed.
I understand. See. Socks on the second.
Yeah,
pants
socks
on the third,
second.
Shirt
yeah.
on the fourth. Beautiful.
Well, I like to put my pants and my shirt on.
Hat on the fifth.
Mm-hmm. I get dressed opposite where I put all the clothes on except the dick area last.
Mm. Interesting. So do you wear a lot of chaps?
Yeah. Dickless chaps.
Dickless chaps.
I wear Mack Weldon style dickless chaps. Chaps. Uh-huh. Unlike under the assortment of department store brands that make up your dickless chaps drawer, Mack Weldon's basics have a consistent fit that you can count on.
I love that.
One-stop shop for men's essentials from socks, shirts, hoodies, underwear, polos, and active shorts. Mack Weldon promises comfort and a consistent fit.
I love that. I love consistency.
Your dick will always look the same.
Your dick will look awesome. And by the way, here's something. It's such nice fabric, and it clings so tight that you could, if you wanted to have sex, pull your cock through the hole, and it would act as a sort of cock ring, keeping you erect.
Erect.
And that's not something
they
advertise.
Is that what cock ring does?
I think so.
Erectorino.
Why else would you wear it for fashion?
I thought it makes your dick vibrate or something.
There's certainly a vibrating kind.
Yeah, this is Adam vibrate. Pretending like he hasn't looked into cock rings extensively.
Worn, out of all of us, you've definitely worn cock rings more than us.
No,
I don't know.
How many times
have
you worn a cock ring?
I've never worn a cock ring.
Liar.
Adam's worn cock rings. Adam's tried every type of dick growing pill.
You have worn cock rings.
No,
don't
never,
lie to
no,
me, bro.
I've never worn a cock ring.
Why are you fucking doing this?
Well, I wouldn't lie, dude.
You're
this
hurting
is cum
me.
Town. I'd say
you're
all
hurting
times
me.
Of humiliating things.
And
all
you're
the
lying,
time.
And I know you are.
No, I'm not. I've never done that before.
It's what Nixon would call a limited hangout.
Why, dude? I've
he's,
never worn
he would
one.
Say, yes, I'm gay to hide the fact that he's wearing a cock ring.
Old Dick came up with that?
I've got an idea.
I'm going to tell people I'm gay.
I'm gay.
I'm gay.
Now no one knows I wear a cock ring that I got at MackWeldon.com. MackWeldon offers a wide range of customized fabrics that can keep up with you no matter what your day looks like. 18-hour silver, air knit, X, dry knit,
beautiful.
Warm knit, and the full Grand Wizard.
That's not what it's called.
The Mack Weldon Blue program has created a totally free loyalty program.
That's right.
Level 1 Grand Dragon.
It's not that.
Gives you free shipping for life. Once you reach the Electric Wizard level.
Okay, maybe. I don't think that's right.
So that's kind of cool. It sounds like some Wiz or something. Yeah.
It sounds like Wiz?
No, like the Black Wizard of Oz, the Wiz.
Oh, so Electric Wizard sounds like the
Wiz.
Wow,
Adam, that's awesome.
That's what it
that's
reminds
a really
me
cool
of.
That's a cool observation.
Yeah.
What?
It sounds like one of the words in it shortened.
We got a real mind of Mencia over here.
It's not an observation. It's just something that...
You could say it feels like the Wiz. Maybe that's what you meant.
Yeah. The
gives Wiz
the
vibes.
Loyalty.
Because it's the Wiz is a movie.
Yeah. It feels like the movie. I don't understand that. All right.
Oh, you don't understand that. I try and bail you out, and then you try and judo me.
Well, you put me in jail, and now you're bailing me out?
Yeah, I am. That can happen.
Mack Weldon.
Using copyrighted music in an ad for them.
Mack Weldon is brought to you by Electric Wizard. I love that, dude. Mack Weldon, sponsored officially by
Electric Wizard. by the band Electric Wizard.
Is that
Wizard.
A band?
Yeah, dude.
Oh.
It's a very famous band.
I don't know them. Yeah. I know most bands.
See, I don't know who Bob
Dylan
is.
The Electric Wizard,
I've never heard of Bob Dylan.
I haven't on a list of the gayest guys to like musically.
Why?
I don't know. It's just where I heard it from him.
Mack Weldon gives you 20%.
Oh, I've also heard him on a list of guys who say the N-word in their songs.
Yeah.
The Hurricane?
Wide, wide penis.
He said that song to get a guy out of jail.
Come fuck me, I'm gay.
He was
gay.
Wrongfully accused of a crime. And
well,
he was a great
he
kind of
spoiled the story, and it was the movie wasn't as good because of that song.
Once you reach level two by spending $200, Mack Weldon gives you 20% off every order for the next year.
He had to say the N-word in that song. No, otherwise, the guy wouldn't have gotten out of jail.
Hell yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah.
You should apologize to Reuben Carter and Bob Dylan.
I apologize. I don't apologize to anyone.
Mack Weldon gives you 20% off every order for the next year. They want you to be comfortable, so if you don't like your first pair of underwear, you can keep them, and they'll still refund you, no questions asked.
That's so awesome.
Remember to use promo code COMETOWN20 to get the same deal, but before you spend the $200, the first order. Cool. And if you don't like it, they'll refund. Oh, I think that's the same thing.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And if you want to wear clothes on your chest, well, let's just run this right out.
Pretty cool band, honestly.
Honestly, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll just chill on this.
Some people listening might not have heard.
I'm kind of vibing right now.
This is a great episode, dude. 10 minutes late on the read, just hanging out. Let's get Diagnosis Murder going back.
Dude, I'm so in.
This is what people want. I've heard people refer to this show as a friendship simulator.
Oh, hold on. You hear that?
This is what it's like to have friends, dude.
Yeah, shit.
Hang out.
This 100% is reminding me of college. Some guy would absolutely throw this on and derail the momentum of the hang and be like, shh, shh, shh. Just chill with it, bro.
Yo, just imagine we had a black felt gnome poster.
What genre would this be?
Like doom or stoner metal?
Stoner metal. Oh, shit.
You're that band.
I love getting pussy.
They're pretty badass.
Same kind of
same
vibe.
Same
vibe.
That's
his penis song.
What band?
Sleep?
Never heard of them.
Yeah.
Stoner metal. I'm more into Yngwie Malmsteen, Megadeth.
If you if you want clothes, you can go to cum.town.
That's right.
And pick up a t-shirt before they sell out and I never release shirts again.
And go to stavi.biz. We got a new t-shirt. We got a Dream to Imagine ponytail shirt. So it's a beautiful fucking piece of merchandise you're going to want to pick up. Go to stavi.biz. We got a little merch. I'm going to try and release some t-shirts myself.
It's cool.
So check those out. Adam, what do you want to plug?
I'm coming out with an app. I've been talking to app developers in India. If anyone wants,
all right,
the iOS and the Android store.
That's awesome.
I'm ready
to
get it approved.
That's really awesome, and thanks. So check out.
And there's a zero bullying policy on the app.
So just to recap, go to cum.town for shirts, go to stavi.biz for shirts, and then finally...
Also, that app is coming to the stores.
Perfect, perfect.
All right.
All right, back to the episode, folks.
And we're back.
That's cool. That's cool. Like, they're like, metal's too fast. What if we made it slow?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love that.
It's for people that couldn't keep up intellectually with death metal.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're like, what do you mean Satan's our father?
Dude.
Slow down.
I'm too high.
I'm on too high. Dude, I'm honestly on a Yngwie kick.
Yeah.
He rocks.
Well,
dude.
We're back to the show.
In
just in
the
time.
In the name of God.
Just in time to tell you about my bookie.
People are going to be like, wow, the first 20 minutes will be like, they're really on a roll. I'll be like, hell yeah, well.
Yeah.
We're just going to coast into the like, back half of this one, folks. Hope you enjoyed that first half.
Sorry. We got caught up.
We got caught up.
We're
not doing any extra time.
We're just chilling, chilling, listening to some cool music.
Boom, 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 my dick's mom, boom, 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 boom. Anyway, my bookie, what a fucking really cool website.
Well, actually, let's chill for a minute before we talk about my bookie.
Yeah, no problem. I'm down to chill. I love
chilling, dude.
Same.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I have something that could be good fodder for the podcast.
Okay, yeah.
And you know what?
Fodder away.
I forgot. This is another.
Okay, what'd you
this
forget?
Is something else with you, for you, Adam.
All right, what'd you
another
forget,
one
dude?
Of your transgressions.
All right, continue. You, something that I did?
You tricked me
into
weeks ago into yeah. taking a shitty pair of your headphones. That I don't know. I saw you.
This is classic, Adam.
I saw you. We both had our headphones.
Okay.
They got tangled. You inspected the headphones.
No.
Put them in your pocket, and I took what I assumed were mine, and then I plug yours. I plug.
Absurd.
No. I have them.
Just because I'm laughing.
I have them. Yeah. Because you're fucking guilty is why you're laughing.
Just because I'm laughing does not mean I'm
because I had the official Apple iPhone headphones.
My headphones are Apple, too.
No. They're not, my friend.
What are
you? Have some bullshit like fake Bluetooth you put in and they pair. Mm-hmm. And I know those are yours because I put them on at your house
well,
one time
what?
By accident.
Well, guess
and I was
what?
Like, these are bullshit. They're
well,
not
guess
mine.
Guess what? Guess what? I got you. I actually got you a gift.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's the gift?
But you have to say that I'm innocent.
I can't say that. I can't in good conscience say that.
All right. Well,
wait,
I guess
say you're innocent and then let him say.
You're innocent.
I get AirPod Pros.
Innocent your old ass.
God damn it. Once again.
Yeah, sense your old.
You're in a sense a homosexual.
In a sense, a gay man. Yeah.
In what sense?
Fucking yes.
Here's the thing. I'm giving you your bullshit headphones. I don't want
Where,
them.
You have the headphones?
Yes, I do.
I didn't take your headphones.
Yes, you did. Because you know, and you know why I know?
Uh-huh.
Maybe you didn't do it on purpose. Maybe.
Although you said that I inspected?
You inspected. I saw
How
you
How bad
look.
Are these headphones?
They're horrible. You know, don't act like you don't fucking know because they're your headphones.
I only use Apple headphones.
You're such a fucking liar.
Apple corded headphones with a lightning input.
I bought them directly from Best Buy and I come, this is the first day I fucking was using them.
Freshies.
Fresh. And my leave is at your house.
Let's
we're
see
still
your
doing
headphones.
At your house. I have two pairs. I have one. I have my actual headphones, and I have your bullshit ones. And when you plug them into your phone, they do a fucking annoying beep, and then they pair. Okay? You know these are yours, man. Don't fucking lie to me, bro.
Those are clearly Nick's
If you're
headphones.
Just joining
they
us,
are
we're
not Nick's headphones.
We're just joining us. We're in the Adam's lying section.
You're fucking lying. And the thing is, all right, maybe yeah. you didn't realize when we recorded.
I didn't.
But there
realize
was a moment. When you plug them in and listen to music for the first time,
I'll say this.
That they I'll didn't beep, this. And you said, you didn't say to yourself, oh, I must have gotten Stav's headphones. You were quiet. You're like, if Stav brings this up, that's, you know what? That's the problem. You were like, if Stav brings this up next week, I'll cop to it. But it's been weeks.
Okay.
And I let it
I'll
simmer because I wanted to see what was going to happen. And here's what happened.
Okay,
my good friend Adam betrayed me. Let me, played me for the fucking fool
okay.
that he thinks I am.
All right. Here's what happened, right? I used my headphones after that.
Yeah.
And I thought that the headphones got fixed.
Oh, you just assumed they were fixed when me and you had a very obvious headphones mix-up.
You thought
they just gotten fixed.
That they were another
so you're
human
admitting.
Being's headphones.
You're admitting.
Not even a friend of mine. Another human being's
you're
headphones.
Admitting. Oh, my God.
My assumption was
oh,
that those
what a piece of
that
shit
beat,
you are.
My phone thought that they were Beats.
Uh-huh.
Adam, mm-hmm. Why?
And you. I don't know.
Back.
Don't ask me because they're your fucking headphones.
I thought that they got fixed.
You
I didn't realize
that they
a,
got
in
fixed.
A random switcheroo.
They got. Are you listening to this?
I know he does this all the time.
This is unbelievable.
You do a lot of.
This is unfucking believable.
You make a lot of mindless,
just admit to
careless
it.
Mistakes that benefit you.
Yeah. Thank you. Yes.
It's all like, oh, I thought this was mine.
Just admit
box of cupcakes.
You've been caught. Return my headphones.
I'll return,
and it'll
them.
All be good. I just
I
had
think
to.
I have I them with me.
Me, I have yours.
God
with
damn
me
it!
As well.
I don't want those headphones back. Those headphones suck. I didn't realize that I took your headphones. I really didn't. But God damn it!
You also just straight up stole the headphones from my house. I had
headphones. Which
headphones? Another set of iPhone headphones.
You have AirPods.
I know, and I bet I use the headphones. My AirPods are broken. They go. They disengage.
God damn it. These were really great for a
yeah.
couple weeks.
Yeah, they were because they're fresh out of from fucking Best Buy.
Oh, they yeah. are very white. They haven't yellowed yet.
Yeah, he stole mine too.
I
was wondering where
they
went.
Yours.
Like, oh.
How are you going to act? Accuse me of a separate crime.
Well, let me go find your shitty ones.
I did think those headphones got fixed.
And while Stav's finding those headphones, you can check out mybookie.ag, where you can place bets on whatever the latest upcoming thing is. Which, Adam, what is that?
We got a lot of sports this week.
NBA Finals are here.
The NBA Finals are here in like 4 months, I think.
Time. Yes.
We have what else is going on in sports? We have
March Madness,
and we have our brackets out right now. We've got our picks. I think
Maryland number one. They're the 10 seed. They're going to win.
We're going to see a bunch of 16 seed upsets in round one. This year is poised for that.
I'm going to do this.
What are the?
I'm going to see if it beeps when I plug it in.
Yeah, let's see. We got upcoming fights.
Here we go. We
can place bets on this. On March 18th, we have Visions of Abolition, Black Women's Fight to End Racism, at the end mass incarceration at MoMA PS1. So go online. They're giving 30-1 odds in favor of racism.
It's deep. What the fuck? But
well, I guess we have two working sets of headphones now.
It has this weird fucking computer.
No, come
chip.
On. I don't have that. That's not
you.
Mine.
Plug it in. You know they're yours.
March 18th.
You were shopping for some bullshit. For some bullshit.
No.
You got them online for fucking $3 cheaper than the actual
UFC Vegas 18th, Friday, March 19th. The UFC Vegas Overeem versus Volkov live results discussion. You
got to
bet on that. At the United States Disaster Response Venue. you can go to my bookie. .ag, mybookie.ag.
That's where you want to go.
My boomy? That's not it. My bookie.
My bookie.
Mybookie.ag.
Yeah, they do, don't they?
And let's
they sound so bad.
Bet on anything, anywhere, anytime. First deposit, bonus up to
$1,000. Bet on whether Adam was lying somehow.
And tell you what, it's bracket season. 50% sports welcome bonus, 150% casino bonus up to $750. And you can bet with Bitcoin. That's right, all of the gains you made. Over the last however long Bitcoin's been back,
you can double and triple.
You can become the billionaire your father always said you couldn't be because you were gay.
Yeah.
But NBA, live odds, NHL, live odds.
Such good shit.
VIP online betting experience. They send you, there's a clip of a woman dancing naked.
And you get to bet if her pussy's awesome.
Check
or not.
This out, dude. They got a section now called Our Team. And it says meticulously hand-picked professionals with a refined skill set stemming from years in the online gaming industry.
They'll just tell you what to bet on, and you're guaranteed to make money.
Their vision, that's not a good selling point for a casino. No, meticulously handpicked professionals with a refined skill set. What
I
you
think
want
it is because
if you're
is.
Trying to attract customers, and you're like, everyone who sets the odds is a mental retard.
He's never heard of the sport.
They don't know how to gamble.
You're smarter than
it's
them.
It's your time to beat up those retards at mybookie.com. Let's go ahead and just fix this for them. Everyone who works there is a mongoloid.
Has never been able to read.
They're handicapped, not handicappers.
That's right. And you're better than them. You're smarter than them. You're more handsome than them.
Forget the sports book. They can't even figure out a coloring book. The only spread they know how to read is the Nutella all over a piece of Wonder with the crust cut off. Their
That's
model
right.
is providing unique, personalized, and stress-free gaming experience for every client according to your preferences.
Mm-hmm.
Your customer service is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to offer assistance and aid for all your concerns by phone, email, or chat. What are you waiting for? Open and fund your MyBookie account today and start winning.
That's
information
awesome.
About us. We'll click on that instead of looking up the copy. Online gaming pioneers created MyBookie in 2014, vowing to improve services
awesome.
Where so many other brands
that
failed.
Yeah,
MyBookie's
so fucking
I can
cool.
think of one brand who's failed.
Yeah.
A former brand that used to advertise on this podcast.
No.
Yeah. Say it.
We can't.
Do we not say their name?
They're going to sue you. Just a reminder to all of the lawyers who represent the companies that advertise with us. This is a joint venture, and each of us are independent contractors. So neither of the other ones are legally responsible for what the other ones say.
That's right.
And have I run that by a lawyer? No, I haven't.
No.
No, I have not
and
checked.
And it's probably not true.
It's probably not true.
It's not true.
And now back
paralegals.
To Electric Wizard.
Oh,
dick is small.
That's not to mention providing an always expanding selection of sports odds for players at all levels.
That's so fucking awesome.
It's the industry's most rewarding loyalty program. 24/7 English speaking customer service.
That's right.
I love that that's
none
a selling point.
Fucking Hindu bullshit.
Yeah, right. You call another sports book and they're like,
we speak English around here.
That's
awesome. I love that. I hate when I'm fucking calling. I'm calling because my fucking bookie has ripped me off.
You
and
hit
I get
a parlay.
I hit a triple parlay and my fucking and it's not paying out and I call the customer service line and they're fucking speaking in Urdu. That's one of my biggest fucking pet peeves.
All right, so here we got Gonzaga +175, Baylor +650. Illinois.
Gonzaga undefeated on the year, so
+450. Yeah. Michigan +750.
Michigan, you got fucking Juwan Howard over there. That's pretty fucking tight.
You know about college basketball?
I know a little bit about it, sure.
I don't know.
Yeah, because you're not a fucking real man like me.
Yeah, you don't
March
follow
Madness
boys
rules.
Basketball like
March Madness
me.
Rules, honestly. When I say I know a little bit, I literally started paying attention last week. Because March Madness, there is nothing better on the real tip here.
I haven't watched this since Steph was at Davidson.
here's a real actual. I am not, look, again, we do a lot of lying on these ads. I'm not a big gambler for the most part. But this week, you're literally going to want to go to mybookie.ag. There's nothing more fun than betting March Madness. There's a fucking 100 games
on. The
only
lie I've ever told on the show is that my penis is small.
Well, no.
It's a lie.
Well, you just did.
It's a lie.
That's not true.
Right now, you just told that
a lie.
That's not true.
Then it was a lie.
I was lying.
So you're this now you're lying.
It's not true that it was a lie.
It's a lie.
Now you're lying.
The lying part was that the statement was me. The lie was my penis is small when the truth is Stav's penis is small.
No, that's not how lies work.
Yes, it is. It doesn't necessarily
that
mean
that
my
work.
Dick is big.
That's
a statement.
That's not at all how lies
it
work.
Is.
That's a completely different
no.
statement. I don't even know how the fuck you're trying to spin that one. The point is, you do have a little dick, and you were lying about
it. No, the lie was saying my dick is small when the truth is that your dick is small. And the lie is the word my.
So anytime you say a sentence that isn't my dick is small, Stav's dick is small,
no.
Are you lying?
If you take a sentence and a part of it can be swapped out for another thing, then that's a lie
so,
and the truth.
So, no.
Because the force, the operating force, the jouissance of the sentence.
What about this? Is a dick being small? Is what you're
is
saying.
Is a dick being small.
So,
or is, but it's whose it belongs
what
to.
What about if you said my dick is orange? My dick is blue.
Yeah. That would be a lie because your dick is small and blue.
My dick isn't blue. It's fucking, it's a nice tan.
You have bluish
my
stalks.
Dick is not blue.
And you can find out at mybookie.com.
Bet on what color my dick is.
Wait,
what size
stop.
It is.
If you're fat, do you not have the veins on your penis?
What are you talking about?
Well, you know, like if you're buff, you have like veins in your arm, right? You're vascular.
How fucking dare you, man?
But if you're not.
You steal my fucking headphones.
I'm asking.
And
you.
Now you're over here accusing me of having
a
veinless
question.
Penis?
Do you not have any veins?
You're getting on my
fat?
Fucking nerves right now.
Is your dick
if I were
fat?
You, I'd be on my best fucking behavior for the end of this show because you stole from me and I let it slide like
a
good friend.
Question. I'm asking
not
a friend
did you steal
a medical
me,
question.
You've got my head, you've got the stolen goods on you. You've probably walked in the same room as me multiple times.
I didn't know that they were your headphones. I knew
yes,
that.
Yes, you did.
I got these,
I saw
I got
you
these headphones swapped out by
headphones.
Someone else. So
inspect
I someone else
my headphones.
Listen,
something
else,
registered.
Someone else swapped my old working
something
headphones
registered
for these pieces of shit,
and you, and
which
what,
I never would have bought.
And you try and fucking pay it pay the shit forward. You're the opposite of Haley Joel Osment in that movie.
That they, I thought that
you're
they,
a fucking an agent of shit.
I just
instead
thought
of
that
taking
they got
the L,
fixed, I told you.
Instead
I
of take, oh, they got fixed.
I thought that they stopped not.
You, Adam you got Adam got beat. Fixed at mybookie.ag where
all
you can
right,
use yeah. promo code something.
Cumtown 20 probably or Cumtown.
Promo code Cumtown 20.
Beautiful.
fucking something else.
You get a nice something on your bet. You probably get like $100 or something to play.
Is it Cumtown 20?
You got something nice.
It's either Cumtown or Cumtown 20 for they do the match.
But they do a match. They do that's what's important.
The Matchbox 20 special.
Matchbox 20
and our promo code so smooth to get $20 for free mailed to your house.
And you get to get pussy from Maria from the song Maria Maria.
Yeah. Maria Maria, suck my dick like it's nobody's business.
It was just a medical question.
Going down on my penis.
I have
penis.
A vein on my penis, right, motherfucker.
That was my
I have
question.
A nice vein.
You sucking a dick.
I have
like
a nice central vein and I have a secondary vein too.
All right.
And it looks cool. It photographs well.
Yeah.
It gives it some shading.
I got
a little
I got
bigger.
Too many veins. My shit's looking like the back of Darth Vader's head.
Wow. So you got a vascular dick.
Sure.
You got vascularity.
Yeah.
You better be asking these questions only because you're curious because you're going to get fat for the show.
That's why I was asking.
Yeah, that's actually, we discussed that off mic, but Adam's getting fat for season 5 of Cumtown.
That's right.
It's the only way we can keep the show going.
We're stealing the idea from It's Always Sunny.
Yep.
But I will be getting
jacked.
What
the audience has been asking for.
And Nick will be getting the surgery to make you 3 inches taller.
I'll get fat, dude. I'll get to 150.
You literally couldn't even do that, dude.
It's always penis.
You eat one sandwich and half a bag of chips, and you have to lay down for 5 hours.
I am feeling sleepy from 2 lunches.
You're not built like this, bro. You don't got it in you.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, dude.
You're not.
You know I'm different.
You're not built different. You're built exactly the same as everyone at your fucking summer camp. That's how you're built.
We had some fat people.
We should get a full Darth Vader outfit.
We had a couple gay people. Couple
why
fat
do I
people?
Gotta be Darth Vader?
A fat Darth Vader.
I don't want to be Darth Vader. I'm good. Mm-hmm. Actually, psych, the Sith get pussy, the Jedi's don't. So yeah, I am Darth Vader.
Oh yeah, is Jedi you is like a priest? They can't fuck.
They don't fuck.
I want to get some dumb costumes.
You should, dude.
I'm gonna find
you should become a cosplay guy.
No, I might just like a ghillie suit to just wear.
I like that. A ghillie. What do you mean ghillie?
Isn't that what it is? Ghillie.
It's ghillie.
I don't know.
What is that?
Don't tell him.
Okay. Sorry. Normally I would, but you fucking stole from me and you denied it for minutes at a time.
I didn't know that I stole from you.
I knew that a switcheroo. Here's what's really bothering me.
I didn't know that I was with you.
You are doing what Nick said.
I knew that it was a switcheroo. What am I supposed to call up everyone that I've ever met and say, oh, did you have headphones in a proximity of me?
Stop.
It was
not
it was a switcheroo.
What you're doing is despicable right now.
What is despicable about
you? You are doing what Nick said, the Richard Nixon half lie. You're only copping the part of it. You're trying to get off on manslaughter instead of murder right now. You premeditated, stole my fucking headphones.
It was not premeditated. It was not first degree.
Okay, and you knew what happened.
It was not first degree.
Afterwards, you knew. And guess what? You know, not everyone you're in proximity with. Somebody that you record with every fucking week.
I knew that a victim.
And who an hour tops before you discovered your headphones got magically fixed, you had a fucking mix-up with, motherfucker.
I wasn't listening to music.
Because you know what I did? You know what I did? When I got home, I was like, oh, fuck. These must be Adam's gay-ass headphones.
I'm sitting off the box.
You don't deserve to be on the couch.
It was hurting my bum.
You don't deserve to be on the couch right now.
It was hurting my bum to sit on the box.
Just admit the treacherous behavior.
I am sorry.
No.
You.
I don't want this apology.
No.
I want you to admit the pure treachery.
No.
And then I have forgiveness in my heart for you.
I'm a man of principle.
But you aren't.
You won't admit to a crime that I didn't commit.
You did commit it. You are at the very least guilty.
You were
Look.
The victim.
Listen.
You were the victim.
Listen.
Of a random chance occurrence.
I am letting you. I admit
of that.
I admit.
Okay?
I don't have the proof and that you stole them on
let
purpose.
Let me just put my arm around you.
Okay? I don't have the. I'll admit
put
this.
My arm around you.
I don't. Oh, you're stealing them again, you fucking prick. I don't have the proof that you stole them on purpose, but I know in my heart that once you discovered that they were mine,
I didn't know you were the victim
you
until
didn't
today.
Even attempt to ask about
I
it.
I apologize. But I didn't even know
I
that
you
were on the list of suspects.
I need you to admit that you absolutely...
Okay. All right, okay. If it'll make you feel better, yes,
I will admit to it. I planned it out.
No,
weeks.
that's not what I said.
Planned it out for me.
What you did?
I was a criminal mastermind.
No, no, no. Don't you dare!
I knew you were
don't
the perfect
you fucking
sucker.
Dare. I need I you to admit. Well,
I
am
knew
my
a
motherfucker
mark when I see one.
Am I motherfucker? Because it flipped on you.
I
big
saw
time.
You wobble into my apartment with your fresh new.
You better shut the fuck up.
And
right
I
now.
Knew that it was. Because
here's the thing. What I need you to admit to is that you fuck. Once you discover that you had my headphones, you didn't even attempt to right the wrong.
All right, Nick.
I'm trying to go to the zoo and meet the animals.
That's a good idea.
Is it open?
Oh yeah, it's open all year, dude. They get parkas for the apes.
They gorilla, get them.
Yeah, gorillas
Canada
in
goose.
Apple bottom jeans and fucking Canada goose knockoffs.
Hell yeah, dude.
Who's I'm some... sorry that you were the victim of that.
No, that's not what I need the apology mm-hmm. for. I need you to apologize.
I'd love to become the director of the Bronx Zoo and then draw attention to the zoo with like planned controversy by having like trans awareness day at the zoo, and we just put lipstick on like the gorillas and like big dangly earrings and shit and fucking high heels.
Stavros, can I say something to you?
Go ahead.
Hello, Stavros. Want to tell you?
I don't like this. Whatever that is. Anyways, so what they got
at
the
zoo? Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. The zoo. So if you fill in the gorilla enclosure, you put a bunch of like toilets in there.
That's awesome.
No, like it's like they're always in the bathroom.
Yes.
And then you know something that says
you give them all cool names.
Welcome to the DNC.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Is my mic
and if
full?
You do a little math, folks, no, you can see it's even there's even more layers to that.
Yeah, the Democratic National Congo.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
What's the Congo called? Isn't it called the something?
Yeah, it's
Democratic,
like the Democratic
Republic.
Zaire.
Go ahead. I dare you to say another fucking fact. See how quickly I hit the mute button on your ass.
Stop muting me.
I don't want to.
You're doing to yourself.
I was trying to see.
I don't want to.
My apologies.
We've been on good terms lately, actually. Ever since you stole Sav's headphones and sold them and used the money to buy me dicks and smallening pills.
So because, that you wouldn't be a liar anymore?
No, because my dick, yeah. I didn't want to be a liar. I got surgery to make my dick small to protect my integrity.
Something you would do a lot to learn about, Adam.
Yes.
But unfortunately, and you know what, Adam? This was really an opportunity for you
to admit
to treachery, and we could move forward. And it would be, you know what it would be like? It would be like the prodigal son, where if you cut a piece of rope,
I don't know about no prodigal
well, you really
son.
Need to learn about him and other lessons
about that.
And other lessons from the Bible. If you have here's a sermon I remember from
Adam,
from
you've been
church.
Quiet the whole show too.
My volume?
Oh no, you just weren't talking to the mic.
No. I just had the microphone.
Yeah, you're
down.
Being lazy.
No, but I'm sitting in a different
if can
spot
I
now.
Tell
yeah.
you something, Adam? I remember a sermon from when I went to church.
Oh, like this. The Apple Watch said, "You did it. You stood up." And I didn't. I just leaned forward. Guess you just discovered a new Apple hack. Applehacks.com. Also, patreon.com/cometown.
You
want to
go there.
If you want this story to continue and you find out exactly what Stav did to Adam's body as punishment for stealing the headphones.
You will. There's a video of what happened.
Cometown is
ass.
Now a mystery show.
On the premium.
We introduce a mystery on the regular, and to get to the bottom of the whodunit, you got to listen to the premium.
That would be awesome.
Diagnosis Cometown.
Honestly, we should do. We should have a little Cosby mystery spinoff.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Damn, did he have a mystery spinoff?
Somebody.
Yeah, it's
somebody.
Like, who fucked the...
Ladies and gentlemen, somebody in this room sucked my dick. The suckest is on this train. Very well, maybe the person speaking right now. To prove it wasn't me, I will remove my pants and try to suck my own penis in front of you.
You will see it's impossible.
Yeah.
I'm too rigid.
As you can see, I've bent over as much as I can to the extent that I've sprayed shit all over the wall in reducing the longitude of my abdomen. Clearly, I cannot suck my own penis. It must have been someone else.
Oh, fuck. Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, Adam, the point I was making
so
is...
So listen
the
to the premium to find out that it was Adam that sucked my... I mean, to find out who sucked my dick.
No.
That's not what you find out.
I want to use a simple metaphor for you to learn.
Okay.
There's a rope, right?
I'm going to tell you I'm sorry.
And two people are holding each side.
Uh-huh.
If you cut the rope and their relationship is severed, they're completely apart. But then when you tie it together,
uh-huh.
that second rope is closer than they were even at the first part. All right.
You learned that in church?
I learned that in church. So what you did by stealing my headphones is you cut the rope. You severed it. I gave you the opportunity to tie it together tighter. Mm-hmm. To make us closer friends. Friends that understand that sometimes mistakes are made. And what do? You spit in my fucking face. And you keep... And you know what? I'm taking my half of the rope and I'm running.
He's running away.
I didn't want anything to do with you.
And that's the end of... That's the end of
your... I appreciate that.